You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Framing Hope is a photography exhibition featuring the works of seven photographers raising funds for surf lifesaving clubs in Piha, Tihinga, Bethels Beach, Murawai and Karikari that were affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. Josh McCormick is one of the photographers and organisers of the exhibition. I began by asking Josh to share what Framing Hope is.
Framing Hope's a photo exhibition featuring seven photographers, mostly work from the West Coast, a lot of surf photography, and all the profits from this are going to get split up amongst the surf lifesaving clubs on the West Coast from Piha, Bethels, Karikari and Murawai.
Where did the idea for the exhibition come from?
So another fellow photographer, JP, he approached me, and then we've just kind of grown from there and brought in more people, and obviously a lot of people were keen to help support the communities out there because a lot of us are always surfing and enjoying the West Coast, so it's been probably quite challenging for a lot of people that haven't been able to go out there as well, so we just want to help them get back to normal so we can all get back out there and enjoy it.
And the funds raised are going towards the surf lifesaving clubs. Are they all quite badly damaged, or are they in different sort of states of damage?
I don't know specifically about the surf lifesaving clubs. I know I've seen the one at Bethels has had some damage, but we just thought that was the best way to fairly distribute the funds raised amongst those communities.
And the photography in the exhibition, is it all surf-based photography, or is there the wildlife photography as well?
I would say it's probably pretty heavy on the surf photography front, because everyone's a surfer or a bodyboarder. So I certainly there's a few other kind of more landscapey shots in there, but I would say it's probably 90% more surf or wave related.
What does the West Coast mean for you personally? You mentioned you surf out there. Why do you think it is such a special area, particularly for a lot of Aucklanders like to head out that way? What does this area represent for you?
Yeah, well, I guess it's a pretty special place. Just you kind of get away from the city. You know, it's like an hour drive, and it feels like you're kind of somewhere else in a way. Beautiful landscape. Obviously, a lot more raw energy on the West Coast with big waves normally. So kind of a surfer's dream.
So you mentioned before there are seven photographers, including yourself. Can you tell us a bit about these photographers?
So, we've got seven photographers, including myself. Luke from Piha, also Maria and Mateus out Piha way. We've got Sarah, who's based in Raglan. Nori, who does a lot of his photography out Murawai way. And then JP, who lives in the city, but obviously always gets out hunting the swell wherever it is to get a good shot. So
heavily West Coast focused photographers, which is really cool. And when and where can the public see the photos?
Yeah, so the opening night for Framing Hope on the 7th of June, which is next Wednesday, and it's at the Rat Bag Studio. It's going to be between 6 and 10 p.m. We've got obviously all the prints are available for purchase, and all the profits are getting donated to the surf lifesaving clubs. And then we've also got a raffle running, which we've got a whole lot of the surf industry's got behind it and donated some prizes. So Backdoor Surf, Sticky Johnson, V-More, Blank, Ultimate Surf, and Skate, and Airthic.
And you're a surfer yourself, and we've got a long weekend coming up. Have you got any tips on where people can find some good waves this weekend?
I'll leave that to Pete in the surf report. I don't want to take his job. I'm sure there's a good wave somewhere.
That was photographer Josh McCormack. You can see the Framing Hope exhibition on June 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Rat Bags, 161 Simmons Street.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.